Come out of the world, oh my people.
Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instructions of our Creator and putting His Word into action. From suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show with your host, Paul Nisan.
Hello, brothers and sisters, and everyone else listening to this message. This is a message I've tried to convey previously in videos over the years, and it's been accepted with positivity by some people, but by others it was rejected and criticized harshly. And I just have a compelling desire to get this message of Scripture across to people in a way that's going to help people realize and look at their life and not look at me, the person giving the message, but look at the Scriptures behind the message. So I pray that this message will reach people and help people. And the topic really is marriage and relationships. And because I do believe that if people are sincere believers of a wonderful Creator and following His word, divorce is a very unlikely outcome if people are following the word of Scripture. Thus, I say, if people are divorced or getting divorced or thinking of divorced, at least one person, if not both, in the relationship are not following the scriptural model. And what do we do when one person is and one person isn't? And this becomes a common topic that I get as people contact me, and as somebody just contacted me recently and says, my wife doesn't want to follow my lead in keeping the instructions of our Creator, really in living righteous. Not because she has a rebellious heart to Yahweh, she just sees it different. She doesn't see it as important as keeping the Sabbath and not observing the pagan holidays or observing certain pagan holidays and so on. We just have a disagreement. So in one's own heart, not there, they have a rebellious heart. We just have a disagreement of what Scripture is saying. And if two people are not living together and there's a disagreement, there's disagreement all the time for centuries of Scripture. But when you're living under the same household and you have children, it becomes a whole different topic, much more serious in terms of how you're going to live your life. Because in general in life, when we find somebody that doesn't agree with something we have a strong passion about, we tend to, and with good wisdom, not to associate with those people. But what happens when I don't want to use the word forced, but what happens when you have to dwell with that person that you have a disagreement with about something you're so passionate about? And thus my suggestion is, often when two people have a disagreement about Scripture, their issue is not really Scripture. Their issue is, how do we come to conclusions on disagreements? That's their issue. People contact me and says, my spouse doesn't agree with this, this, and this, and this. So this must be the issue. I say, well, before this issue came up, how was your marriage? From my experience and understanding and from what I view in life, most people that had a good marriage before a topic that they disagreed upon comes up will have a good marriage after that disagreement comes up, because they've learned how to get along amongst their different personalities and the different agreements. But people that have had not the best marriage prior to a topic coming up that they're strongly both passionate about that they disagree with, when that topic comes up, they will use that topic as an excuse to say, well, we can't stay together. So the issue isn't really about the Scriptures. It's, how do we deal with disagreements? That's really what the issue comes down to. You're going to disagree, and people disagree. So this is why I believe our Creator gave us Scriptures to help guide us in every area of life, and in such an important area such as marriage. How do we handle disagreements? especially disagreements we're truly passionate about. You can handle it the world's way and say, I can't be around this person anymore, and get a divorce. Or you can handle it in a more scriptural way by doing your best to follow the model that our Creator gave us. And I do believe it's part of the essence of Scripture as being the Torah and the guidelines and instructions for life is not how to get a message across and convince people to believe with you, but how to be around people that disagree with you and still love them. I think that's one of the primary messages Yeshua gave and showed in his life. How could I be around people that disagree with me and still show love, patience, and mercy? And this being who we're supposed to follow in Yeshua, our Messiah, as the model, is something we have to learn in life. How could we understand the love of Yahweh so much where we could be around somebody we disagree with? And I'm not suggesting we're to fellowship with a person that doesn't believe in Yeshua, but the scriptures tell us to love our enemies. So fellowship and love are not necessarily the same thing. But when it comes to the confines of a relationship, how do we do this? And in videos in the past, I've clearly showed people what it means to love and what it means to be submissive in the roles of a husband and a wife and the headship and Yahweh's order and so on. And if you've agreed with me as a spouse, whether it's a wife or a husband, if you've agreed with what I said, that's wonderful. But I want to reach the people that don't agree with me, but the people that disagree with me. I want to find a way not to convince you that what I'm saying is true, but I'll find a way for you to live in the peace of shalom that Yahweh has for you. And so somebody contacted me yesterday or the other day and said they have a situation where they're living with a spouse who is not listening to them or going against their what they believe to be scripture. The issue is not scripture. The issue is you're not finding a way to come together in disagreement. And the scriptures as the guideline, I want to find as what we should use as a model. And Yeshua as being the living Torah and giving that example to others should be what we should strive for. Our Creator says, if we follow His word, we're going to have peace and shalom in our lives. That's what it says. If we follow His word, we're going to have peace and shalom in our lives. So as we as believers are thinking we're all following scripture, but there's contention in our lives with other people, disagreements with other people, if it's taking away our peace and our joy and our shalom, well, then something we're doing wrong is going against scripture, because it says in scripture, if we're following the word, we're going to have peace and shalom regardless of what other people are doing, regardless of how they're acting. So in essence, when we're letting some event happen or disagreement happen, take away our peace, we ourselves are not following scripture, because we're told not to worry about man-made things. We're told to focus on Yahweh and trust in Him. And if we're being obedient to the word, we're going to have peace and shalom. So we need to question if we are being obedient to the word, if we don't have peace and shalom about something. It's not somebody else that's stealing our peace and our shalom and our joy. It's us not being obedient to scripture, according to scripture. So we can blame other people and find other reasons why we don't have complete peace in our lives and joy in our lives. But in essence, we are disobeying scripture, number one, by allowing whatever they're doing to get to us. But number two, there's something we must not be doing according to scripture to even get to that situation and get to that point. And this is essential when it comes to marriage and unionship and partnerships and Yahweh's order and the headship of Yahweh's word. And I could only bring it back to scripture and what scripture says. Now, I'm coming up on my 5-year anniversary of my divorce. And as I reflect on it, and I reflect on things that have happened and how I handled certain situations, I was completely disobedient to many scriptures in terms of the way I handled things, because I certainly lost my joy and my peace and shalom in common situations that I see many people losing it as well, in terms of the way they're handling a situation. So we have to go back to the beginning and see what it says in the scriptures to really understand this. And I'm not going to cover everything here, but I'm going to cover some important essential things. Number one, when you're looking for a spouse, the scriptures kind of give an idea of how a man and a woman is supposed to be in the scriptures. And when you make a decision that goes against those clear ideas, you are putting yourself in a situation that goes against scripture. So for the man and a woman, it's a little different. So we need to consider this. So according to scripture, a man is supposed to be a provider, a protector. And on many levels, a provider, a protector, and he's supposed to be the head of the house. He's supposed to make certain decisions based on Yahweh's word. He's supposed to be a man, do manly things. A woman, in a much more feminine aspect, is supposed to be, I say this without trying to offend any woman, a follower and a helpmate, and not giving any less importance to the role of a woman, because if they come together in a partnership, according to Yahweh's way, it'll all be in harmony. I know a lot of women get emotionally upset when you use certain words like submissiveness and follower, and this is just the way we're created as men and women. Women are more emotional and men are more instructional. And when we get things out of order, which is what the enemy tries to do, that's where we get into situations and some major issues. And so women react because they're so emotional, and men are to be leaders. And if men do not want to be leaders, according to Yahweh's instructions, and women are reacting to men that are not following Yahweh, then there's a whole bunch of disorder in the relationship. And this creates a big problem. So my question right now is do you have complete joy and peace in your life, in your marriage, in your relationships? If not, it's not something we need to blame other people and look at other reasons, but we need to reflect on ourselves and find out why not. How have we gotten out of our role and our responsibility? And here's the first problem that I see happen. Women, when looking for a spouse or husband, are not finding men of Yahweh. And then they complain. Often, a lot of people that have problem in marriages and relationships are people that both got married before their eyes were open to scripture. Even if you both called yourself Christians or believers, you still didn't have a good understanding of scripture. But then when you go, one of them gets a clear understanding of scripture and the other one doesn't, and it's like, uh-oh, now I'm in a situation. And then you have the disagreements, and it's hard to negotiate with a terrorist, right? So it's hard to negotiate with somebody who's so against what you believe or so on. So you know, and there are occasions where both people's eyes get open together at the same time and they might see things. But the problem is, if you are not well grounded in scripture, whether you're a man or a woman, you are not ready for a relationship. Because eventually, if Yahweh does open your eyes and doesn't open the other person's eyes, you're in a situation where you're in trouble. And I know this is hearsay because many of you are already in a relationship, so that decision is already made, and I'll talk about that in a few minutes here. But to you young people out there, or even older people, anyone looking for a spouse, if you are not well-grounded in scripture, forget about looking for a spouse. Forget about a relationship with the potential ability of a spouse. You need to be grounded in scripture to understand the life, to understand spiritual warfare, understand the consequences of making such bad choices. There's a battle going on, and you're either on Yahweh's side or Satan's side. And when you partnership up with somebody who is not well grounded in scripture, you're equaling to that as well. So women and men need to find people that are well grounded in scripture. But it's especially important if a man is to be the leader of the house, as scripture says, women need to make sure they're following a man that's lined up with scripture. And the only way to know that is if you're lined up with scripture. So that's a big problem out there today. There are many people that are not scripturally prepared for a relationship. And I totally wasn't. In my life, I wasn't. I wasn't for a long time because I didn't have a good foundation of what scripture says about these things. And this is something that happens. For men, my number one suggestion is to go back to the scripture and see what scripture says. If you want to have peace and shalom in a marriage and a relationship, is when you meet a possible potential person to marry, it's just really one major question to ask yourself. The scriptures are clear. A woman should be a helpmate. Now, you could say that in many different ways. You can use different words and everything else, but a woman is supposed to help a man. A woman is supposed to help a man. And I don't believe there's a neutral part to that. She's either helping you or she's not. She's either helping you or she's not. There's no like, well, she helps me with this, but she doesn't with that. You know, the idea of something's either, it's either a positive or negative, or it's either helping you or it's not, or it's an asset or it's not, you know, and so on. So there's no neutrality in that. She's either helping you or not in life in general. You can't say, well, she helps me with this, this, and this, but she doesn't really help me with that, that, that. Well, then she's making your life. She's not helping you. That's a problem. There's many different words out there. Submissiveness, a follower, and whatever words you want. But throw all that aside. It comes down to what it says right in the scriptures in the beginning. A woman is to be the helpmate and help a man. That's it. Now, a man, it's clear in scripture from the beginning. The woman comes from the man, literally comes out of the man. The woman comes out of the man to be his helpmate. Now the man, understanding that this person, this woman, was of me, designed for me, created to help me. And when you find that person that is willing to help you under all situations in life, regardless if they agree with you or disagree with you, they're willing to help you. It is your complete responsibility to love them the way Yeshua loved us. And that means with complete, complete patience, complete understanding of what Yahweh does for us, the way he loves us. So really, women need to understand what it is to help, to be helpful, and men need to understand what it is to love. Now, what happens when a woman has a man that is not loving her, or a man has a woman that's not helping him? Ah, there's the problem. There is the issue. There is the issue. And these are the two things that it comes down to. Regardless of what we believe and how we feel and what we think, even about scripture, if we wipe all of that away, scripture comes down to those two things. Women, help the man in every situation, and men, love the women in every situation. If we can just do those two things, which I think scripture is when we have a deep foundation in scripture, that's what it creates within us. Any situation could be fixed. But because of our feelings and our emotions and our thoughts and our and the media and everything else, those are the hardest two things for people to do. Those are the hardest two things for people to do. It's to completely help this man no matter how I feel, or completely love this woman no matter what she does, or how she doesn't help me, and so on. Men, women react. That's it. Women react. They're built and designed to react. They're emotional. If you love them unconditionally, which is the only type of love, they will react to that in a positive way. If you are not loving them the way scripture defines love, even if they want to, they are going to have a hard time reacting in a positive way to the way you're acting. And women, regardless of what the man is going through in life and everything else, if you are helping him in life, and there's no like in this area helping this area, well, if you are helping him completely with everything and he feels, my woman helps me, she doesn't make my life harder, she makes it easier, he's going to be satisfied. He's going to be satisfied. The issue is, it's not easy to help somebody who's not loving you. The issue is, it's hard to love somebody who's not helping you. This is how the enemy gets to us. This is how the enemy really separates and divides us. This is why it's essential to have a good grounding in scripture and to really, like Yeshua has done for us, we do not deserve Yeshua. We have to come to that conclusion. We have to get away from this word, well, I don't deserve that. I don't deserve that. I'm not going to love a woman who's not helping me. I don't deserve that. Or I'm not going to help a man who's not loving me. I don't deserve that. We have to get past that and look at Yeshua. We do not deserve the grace and the mercy that we've gotten from Yahweh through Yeshua. We don't deserve to be spared of the death penalty that Yeshua took for us. We don't deserve that. But still, every single day, Yahweh gives us that. And the patience he has with us in helping us. We need to have a foundation so deep in scripture, in understanding these two things I'm talking about. And it's not only with marriage, in life, in every situation in life. If man learn to love, it says in scripture, love your enemies, right? I'm not calling you an unhelper, an enemy. But if men learn to love women, and if women learn to help men in every situation in life, I think there'll be much more peace and harmony in the world. You know, so for a woman to say, well, I'm not going to help a man who I don't believe is following the scripture because that would just make me be sinning. Or for a woman to say, well, I'm not going to love a woman who is disobedient to me, or a woman who is not going to follow scripture because then I'll be supporting that or something else. No, that I am so thankful Yeshua doesn't say that about us and look for reasons why we can't follow scripture, the scriptural model. I tell you, there's so many scriptures in the Bible that we can give and look into and dig deep into, but I do believe it comes down to these two things. Now, when you're trying to find a spouse, if you're young, if you're unmarried, or if you're looking for a new marriage, I pray that we make better decisions in this. Number one, you must be spiritually grounded. And people can talk a lot of talk, but what it comes down to action is how a person is going to react and how a person is acting. Don't get in a relationship with somebody who is not scripturally ready for a relationship. But as it comes down to this, the disagreements and so on, if women would just learn to be the helpmate and that's it, nothing else. That's all a man needs is a woman to be a helpmate. That's it. Help me. Just help me. That's it. Nothing. You know, I don't need anything else. If you got some good extra quality, that's great, but I just need you to help me. All a woman needs is a man to love her. I'm talking about a woman of scripture. If he has other things, great, but if he loves me, anything is possible. As long as he loves me the way scripture talks about loving. And every disagreement can be overcome by this formula. We have to learn to put our human fleshly desires and emotions aside and stick to these two scriptural principles for this to happen. I want to read some scriptures now before I end this video, and I pray that there's some way I can convey this message that in the past, like I said, some people have agreed with me, some haven't. And I've come to see my downfalls and issues of the past, and I go back to what I said before. Men, if you are loving people in general, everyone, the way Yeshua loved the world, if you are loving your spouse, your wife, the one that came from you, the one that Yahweh, you believe, gave you, you will have peace and joy in your life, regardless of what they are doing. It might irritate you that they're not, doing things the way you would like, whatever, but you will have peace and joy in your life. Thank you for joining us for part one of this message about how to have a successful marriage. We will be back tomorrow with part two. Please tune in to this radio station to hear part two of this very important message. You could also go to my website, TorahLifeMinistries.org, and see the full video of this important message. I pray everyone out there has a successful marriage. Whether you're looking to get married or you're already married, everything can be restored. Thank you. Have a blessed day. Shalom, shalom.
Come out of the world. You have been listening to Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Nisan. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to Torah Life Ministries, P.O. Box 16156, West Palm Beach, Florida 3341. And thank you for your prayers and generous support. Torah Life
Ministry. This is Rick Addison, pastor of the Grace Place Church. If it seems like life's getting more and more complex and you don't know where to find the answers, join us each weekend to discover what God says about how to really live. We meet for worship on Saturday at 6 p.m., Sunday 9 and 11 a.m., at the Grace Place, we celebrate God's grace every day.
The cross has the final word. The cross has the final word. Sorrow may come in the darkest night, but the cross has the final word. There's nothing strong.